Zoning Board Meeting, Wednesday, April 27th, 7:01 p.m., 2022.
Start at 7 o'clock, so we start on time. I don't see a whole lot of folks here for the meeting. Do we, just a question, do we have anything old business from past meetings? Anything left over? Okay.
I don't know of any outstanding item. Were you tabled something like that?
Or? I don't think we tabled anything.
Were we up to date on the minutes?
You actually definitely didn't put the minutes in your packet.
Right,
wait till the next meeting.
Yeah, but I don't think, like, we don't have our minutes from the last meeting. We're trying to look for it, but they weren't there.
Is it the second? I've got March 2nd here. Is it the last meeting?
We had two meetings in March.
Yeah.
Yes.
There's two meetings in March.
I have the second here. It didn't end up in
that's yet. Fine. So we're going to have those 2 minutes that we haven't done.
Okay.
But I think we caught up on all the other minutes. So
yes. We did like two or three before last meeting.
Yeah, I think we caught up on everything.
You had a period of time where you didn't have a meeting there in the fall.
Yeah.
So
we also had two meetings without a second.
Yes, we did. And she's had to get those from the Zoom record.
But we did those, right? Because didn't we?
Yeah, I think we're caught up until March.
Yeah, I think we're caught up.
So I'll try to read the next one.
Well, we'll put off minutes until next meeting and start with the appeal for today. Which is appeal number 844, area variance request. Yeah, we're seeking to construct a 2,074 square foot single family dwelling on an existing lot at 36 Sandy Boulevard. The proposed location of the house will be 24 feet from the front property line. The front yard setback requirement for the principal building for acres for building the R1 district is 30 feet. Therefore, the applicant is requesting 6 feet of relief from the required front yard setback. All other dimensional use aspects for the proposed single family buildings comply with the requirements of the R1 district. And you, Mr. Cerrone?
I am Mr. Cerrone, but yes, I am. That is my
question. So can you just tell us a little bit more about the
program? Yes, okay, so I don't know if you guys got the map.
They did get the map.
Okay, so there was three. Am I supposed to be standing up?
Yeah.
There was three lots that we had, and we did phase two, lots 16, 17, and 18. They came across an easement from National Grid.
Right.
50 foot, you can't do anything on there, not even put a flower pot. So we were trying to fit a house and a septic on the three lots, and we couldn't do it. So we came in, we see Jim, we divided, we put all three lots together, cut it down the middle. So now we're left with two building lots, so we can put the septics.
Yeah, let's pause right there. So what they did is they had a planning board approved subdivision that showed three lots in this area. They ran into the problem of the easement, so they reconfigured the lots and went from three down to two.
Yeah.
So they increased the building footprint, even with the easement included, and that's why they have the area they have shown here where they're placing the building.
Mm-hmm.
So this was not the original subdivision approval. They recently amended it, went from three lots in that area down to two.
Right.
And this is one of the lots of that adjustment. Now, this is technically, the other thing I should point out with this is technically a corner lot because there is you've probably heard the term paper street. There's a paper street that adjoins the one side of this lot, and he does meet the setback, the front yard setback on that opposing corner. It's this one other setback that he cannot meet. It's most of the intrusion is associated with the overhang of the building. And then the other thing I'll point out, as you're probably aware, on a corner lot, the way our code reads, there's two front yards and two side yards.
Mm-hmm.
So they're held to the side yard setback standard for the other two lots that don't front on the street.
And he's meeting all that. He's just the one.
The one front yard on what someday may be a corner. The road is not there. The pavement is not there. But the reservation of the land, the right-of-way is there on the subdivision plat.
Explain to me where the paper road is. Is that this?
Yes.
That's one line, sure.
Yeah. So when Harry's property is landlocked,
this is the reservation of the paper street right there. This road does, in fact, exist, obviously. That's Sandy Boulevard. This exists as a reservation.
That's the one you put on that picture.
Correct. And the town actually owns this. The deed for that is under, it's under town ownership.
Town ownership.
Yep.
But it hasn't been approved.
It hasn't been approved. And what the anticipation is, if you had the wider map, there's a long rectangular piece of property that this adjoins, that the expectation is when the road is built for that, it would come through here and connect. Right. Or at least there was a reservation to allow that to happen.
That's here.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so I mean, right now we're just looking at a front setback.
And yes.
So describe more in detail. Just tell us what you did finish. You were telling us about the septics and this, that, and the other. You can't put a septic back underneath that easement.
You can't touch. No, on a natural grid easement, nothing can be on that easement. A patio, a shed, a septic, a step, nothing. So obviously that's why we need relief from the front variance. And like Jim said, this home has 2 foot overhangs when our normal home has 1 foot overhang. But how you guys do the setbacks is off the eaves, not the foundation. So if it's off the foundation, it'd only be 2 feet. But unfortunately, it's not.
And you said something in your description about a custom designed this home.
Did you see the home? Yeah, a guy. One of my customers brought me his own design. It's a beautiful home. He's,
So this is what he wants.
And he brought it to me, and he wants that lot.
Okay. That's a customization, not to fit the lot, it's for the customer.
Right. He liked that. Well, he did tweak his house a little bit because he wanted his back porch off the back kitchen, but we gave him the envelope that he had, then he came back with 2 foot overhangs, and that's why we're here. You know, also to add, the way that lot is, and I told you, Jim, it's kind of like on the bend of the curve of the road, but it actually kind of helps. It doesn't look like it's so close to the road. It is, because in line with the house to the right of it,
The other thing I should say about that paper street, that's a reservation of land. It may get built someday, it may not. It could sit like this for, it's been like that for how many years now? It could sit like that for another 10 or 20 years.
We don't really have to consider that front lot. Do we? Or do you?
I did in my determination. I took the more conservative route because I forced the building to be, compliant in the event that it's ever built.
I mean, I think the road, the potential for the road to be there is there. We know it. It would be not wise of us not to anticipate it would be there.
Exactly. That was my thought process.
And that's also another reason why we got the 3 lots and put it in 2 to give us more room.
Right, because they can do that, yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, they've got that room inside, so that's not, that's going to be part of that. The other thing, look at the way the setback is drawn, the way the house is oriented, I mean, we're not actually cutting across it for the whole duration, it's really about being a third mile out.
I think she's a front porch, actually. That's a good point.
Yeah, the building.
It's really like a closest point on the building type thing.
Yeah,
it's not the entire building.
I hear you saying, but it's 20% of relief. It's really actually going to be less than that, but it's not the full 45% of the building.
That's a good point.
We're cutting off the corner. You look where that line is drawn on S1. It shows it's really the whole range across the corner is really the extreme. The rest of the building is
it's a very minor.
But there's no need to make me get the way we want to go right down there and try to alleviate that thing, or would we design these out?
That's, you should see the design of the house. This guy is super, super particular.
Yeah. Well, it would change the looks of the house. There's no question about it.
Yeah, it will. But this whole window
would affect your framing plan and everything.
That would be a big change, and in the scheme of what we relief that we've granted, I would consider this to be a pretty minor relief. And I think it fits into the area without looking like we even gave you anything. But I don't think it'll be.
This dotted line is the easement?
Yes. Yeah. This is the. No, no. This dotted line is the National Grid easement. So it is right here.
Up to
yeah. Yes,
they can mow it. They can.
We can mow it and maintain it. He's actually going to have like a garden there and stuff
it's
like
backyard.
That. Yeah.
Yeah,
but he can't have a permanent structure on it. So this is the power line. Then you got to fit, and that's the edge.
Oh,
edge
all right. He's been to the whole.
Yes.
He actually has a.
He's very limited in what
apply
he can do.
Exactly.
He can actually apply to National Grid to get and rent use of that easement.
Yeah, he can get an easement. He can apply to
it. He can. We've done it. I mean, I've been a part of that.
Okay.
It's very difficult, very involved.
It takes a long time.
It takes a long time, but with this new owner, I'm just offering that you should let him know that it's a very complicated process. But I can tell you that we have property that has an easement that we pay a yearly fee to the National Grid, and you have the use of the property.
But
we blacktop it, use it as a driveway.
Oh, really?
Area. I mean, yeah, and it's under high power.
It is literally when case you apply, and when your application comes up in the pile, months, if not years later, then they deal with it.
I mean, it doesn't always work.
No, but I'll tell
it. But I can tell you that, you know, as a person that's going to have all that land behind him, if down the road he wants to do something or he thinks he might want to do something, it's just. Let me know what that is.
Yeah, start it now. Start the process now.
Yeah,
so
you might want to do that now. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
That's not official. That's just me. But I know.
I understand.
You're saying you're right. It is a process.
You're saying that the front of this house is going to kind of blend with the front of other houses.
Yes.
It's because of what? Because of the shape of the.
Well, where they're going to end up.
Late today, like you were saying, that's a pretty good bend right here.
Yeah. Yes.
So with this curve,
it's going to kind of flow, if you will. It's not going to be.
It won't stand out. I don't think the average person would ever know that there was any relief given to that.
Yeah.
Oh, I agree with you.
So, I haven't been down that way in years, and that's a very nice development.
It's getting nicer, too. We have a lot of nice houses going in, and
a lot of work going on.
Yeah, I think we have like 7 houses under construction right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and then I have those 2 lots are sold. Well, if you guys give me a go ahead, those 2 will be sold, and then I have another one coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's
good.
Nice.
Thank you.
I mean, we live on Peter Daniels. The only complaint is the Trumps.
And they are coming fast and furious lately.
Yeah.
Because I got to get a lot of houses closed before mortgage rates creep up on people that are locked in.
Yeah.
So it's going to slow down. Is that what you're
telling me? I don't know. I hope not.
Who knows? That's that crystal ball.
Yeah.
None of
yeah,
that.
I don't know. That's progress.
Yes, exactly, which we appreciate.
Okay. I think we've talked about all the requirements. Let me just go through Jim's notes and talk a little bit about what we're saying here. And what I'll do is I'll just go through the requirements for doing the variance. There's no need for seeker on this, as I understand. First requirement for an area variance is that the strict application of segmental requirements would result in specific practical difficulty to the applicant. Has everybody been able to read Jim's notes?
Yes.
Staff notes. No. Yes. I'm not going to read them. Okay. I tend to agree with his notes. The next is how substantial the requested variance is in relation to the requirements. And I think what Kevin said is true. This is a fairly small variance that we're talking about granting. 6 feet of relief on 30 feet. That the difficulty cannot be alleviated by some practical method feasible for the applicant to pursue. I think the presence of utilities really does make that tough. And I think you've got a house that fits in with the neighborhood and it fits in with what your customer wants, and that's good. It fits in with the neighborhood. So I don't really see that there's some practical method other than make a house that doesn't fit. The next is there will be no substantial change in character of the neighborhood or detriment to the adjoining properties, and I think that's true from what we've all said today. And the last is that the variance would not be material detrimental to the purpose of this chapter or the property district in which property is located or otherwise conflict with the description or purpose of the district or the objectives of any plan or policy of the town, and that the variance requested is a minimum variance which would alleviate the specific practical difficulty found by the zoning board of appeals to affect the applicant. I think the applicant has made some accommodations. Reduced the amount of lots he's got totally and has made some reasonable accommodations, and I think that's adequate.
Another question on that was we're asking for 6 feet of relief, but on the S1 drawing, that front porch eaves is only 26 and a half feet off of the line. Do you pull 6 foot? Or was it
no, honestly, five? Just in case, I'm going to get the footings pinned and the walls pinned. Just in case somebody makes a mistake along the way. I think we only needed four and a half feet, right?
Yeah, I noticed that myself, but I assumed it was for a combination of some wiggle room there in the event, like you say, they don't pin it exactly correct.
It's always good to have a little bit of wiggle room.
Yeah.
I don't measure variances to the inch. I just don't. It's just impossible.
So what you're saying is less than 6 feet, is that what you're saying?
What do you say? So I just verify the one that the last guy has. Oh, yeah, we agree with that. I want to make sure there's any problem.
Sounds good. Okay. Do you want to put any condition on this?
You got public hearings open and closed. It was properly noticed. We did not get any written correspondence.
Thank you. We got it. So we're going to close the public hearing, unless anybody objects, and we'll entertain a motion. And I did mention secret, but we don't mention
it. Yeah.
I'll make a motion, appeal number 844, that we grant the 6 feet relief to the front line with no conditions.
I'll second that.
Any further discussion? Would you call the board, please?
Justin Farrell?
Yes.
Kevin Elms?
Yes.
Scott Fitzsimmons?
Yes.
Matthew Manning?
Yes.
Gary Engel?
Yes.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
Have a great evening, thank you. Just a quick note on the update to the zoning code that's going to start gearing back up. So you'll start seeing drafts of the new zoning code coming your way.
Good. Well, good.
Right.
So you're going to hit me with that. I know.
No, not what they did. This is a complete update.
Okay. Thank you.
The town board is listening to all of our suggestions, right?
Yeah, right. Is that on the notes? We're going to close the meeting.
Do we have any problems with the fourth Wednesday next month?
Do you want to close the meeting?
Well, let's see. Next month
during the meeting.
During the meeting, then drop off.
We'd be looking at.
I'm going to sleep on that.
Maybe.